least 8 police cars swarmed a Bend branch of the U.S. Bank around noon today after a report of robbery at that branch. Bend Police Lieutenant Paul Kansky describes what happened.
A male subject entered the U.S. Bank at Revere and 3rd, and that subject purported to have a firearm and demanded to have for some money, demanded money. So the subject did get an undisclosed amount of money and fled the scene at that point.
Street barricades were quickly set up on nearby streets to attempt to catch the robber. Kansky describes the suspect as a middle-aged man over 6 feet tall with a slight to medium build. He was wearing dark pants and a dark long-sleeve shirt and a red baseball cap. The suspect is considered armed and dangerous, and if you know his whereabouts or have any information, please contact Bend Police. Opponents of the City of Bend's water project are taking more aggressive steps to stop it. They have formed a political action committee that will target councilors who support the nearly $70 million project when they're up for re-election. Bruce Aylward is one of the directors of the new PAC. He says they've talked with councilors but aren't satisfied with what they're hearing.
I think you can assume that we're not happy with the response, and that's one of the reasons for looking at the PAC as a way to pursue a political strategy to overturn the decision. And as a way, and effectively, to get this issue in front of voters next November.
Nearly 1,000 residents, including several former mayors, signed petitions that were delivered to City Hall recently, asking the council to back off from the plan and consider more alternatives. The Redmond School Board will be discussing Redmond High's International Baccalaureate program during its meeting tonight. School Board member Bob Perry has expressed some concern about some of the textbooks used in the program. He felt they were un-American. IB Director Denise Roberts, who also teaches math at Redmond High, says the program really prepares students for college and life.
I just think with its integrated approach on skills rather than, you know, concentrating on so much on specifics in any curricular area, I think it prepares students really, really well for university work and even beyond. I just think it creates very astute citizens, you know, that will take a critical look at their world.
Tonight, the school board is giving residents a chance to offer their opinions on the IB program. If you're one of the many travelers through the Redmond Airport this holiday season, you'll notice a new high-tech addition there. A body scanner is now part of your journey. Transportation Security Administration officials say it's a way to stop dangerous people from getting on the plane. They say the new scanners mean fewer pat-downs and more privacy compared to earlier body scanners. TSA Regional Manager Don Wilson says about 1,000 people visit the Redmond Airport each day this month.
So this is a great advancement in our technology here. People with artificial hips and knees will love this equipment because they will no longer have to go through the pat-down that they have been when they walk through a metal detector alarmed on their artificial hip.
What are other ways that airline travelers will be impacted?
There should be almost no impact to the travelers. This machine is very quick. The real key is in properly divesting before you go into the equipment, and one of our officers will help that as you approach the machine.
The body scanner is up and running as of today in Redmond, and the Portland Airport received the new scanners a few weeks ago. The government paid $150,000 per scanner, as is part of a larger $44 million federal program to equip hundreds of U.S. airports with the body scanners. Christmas is the time for giving, and the Salvation Army says the numbers of needy are growing, but their kettles are not filling. Major Robert Keene with the Salvation Army says last year donations were down about 15%, and this year is about the same, but now they have a longer list of families.
Well, last year we helped 1,700 families, and we're almost up to 2,000 families already. And that translates into about 4 people per family. So, you know, we're talking 7,000 to 8,000 actual individuals.
Keene says the bell ringers with kettles will be at some bigger stores like Safeway, Walmart, and Fred Meyer through Christmas Eve. Also remember that the Santa Express also helps the Salvation Army. Santa will be riding in a fire engine through various Bend neighborhoods tonight and tomorrow night to receive your donations of food, clothing, toys, and money. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.